right before the seventh day of creation. I'll read it to you. Vayar Elokim et kol asher asav hinei tov ma'od. God looked around and said, everything is very good. Why did God say very good? What was so very good about what God saw at that point? And the Medrash gives answers which are sort of counterintuitive. The first one is Yetzer Hara, that we have an evil inclination. So what is so very good about having an evil inclination? The Medrash gives a very, very wise answer to that. Let me read it to you. Sheule Yetzer Hara, lo bana adam bayis, lo nasa ishav, lo holid, lo nasa v'natan. And if it wasn't for this evil inclination, which seems to seep into everything we do and the way we look at everything, people wouldn't get married, they wouldn't build homes, they wouldn't have children, and they wouldn't even be involved in business. Okay, got it. But the Medrash goes on to give some other counterintuitive answers, like yisurim, you know, setbacks and difficulties in life. In other words, God looked at the world and saw that there were setbacks and difficulties. He said, ah, this is very good. So the Medrash answers that, again, because of the possibilities of growth through these difficulties and somebody changing their character, ultimately they can get to the point, sort of the end game, where they merit the world to come. So that's very good. And the Medrash gives another answer, perennios, which is perhaps adversity even more difficult and more severe. And how is that very good? So the classic commentator, Eitz Yosef, says that through this severe adversity, you can actually get to a point where you feel the justice of the divine system. And that justice, as we know from many other sources, is based on this idea that God metes out the consequences of our actions, mida k'neged mida, that there's somehow an exact match between what we did and the consequences. And so this commentary says that we could get to a point of self-awareness and higher consciousness where we actually start to link up the misdeed we did and the consequences, and this divine justice becomes absolutely clear, and it brings us to a much higher state of faith. And of course, that would be very good. So I'd like to bring this sort of down to a human level. There was a podcast I heard recently, someone named Eliza Bulo. She founded something called CoreTorah.org, which is women, empowering women, and all over the world. And she and her husband went through some great difficulties. They lost a child to suicide, and they lost a grandchild the first year of life. And she also reflects on, you know, this whole process of growing from adversity, and I thought I would share that with you. So she writes, the path to wholeness is through the broken. You have to walk through it because there is wholeness on the other side, but there's broken on the other side of that, and wholeness on the other side of that. Like the shofar, you have the tekiya, which is wholeness, that long sound, but then you have shvarim, the broken sound. And the sets of the shofar blasts are whole, broken, whole. And she's seeing great insight into the patterns of life, even reflected in the shofar. She goes on to say that life's tests are an invitation to a workshop custom designed for you. And what do you get for passing this test? What you get is you on the other side, a bigger, stronger, more thoughtful you, ready for a new test that's just ahead to bring you forward again. So let me conclude by going back to our original verse, V'ra Elokim et kol asher asav, v'hinei tov ma'od. We can reframe it to mean that God looked around and he saw all the things that are happening to human beings, and some of them seem like they're bad, but actually they are catalysts for human growth, and they are catalysts for moral development. And so therefore, it's fair to say that even those things that don't particularly look good are actually very good. Thank you. Have a great Shabbat.